Current events. Developing stories.
Tough questions.
Your voice making a difference.
This is Breakfast with Bongani Bingwa.
All right, let's talk about our policing. Are things getting better? Well, if you look at the statistics, since 2012, the number of roadblocks they conduct, that is down. Cordon and searches, down. Air support operations, down. The number of vehicles searched, down. The number of people searched, down. And here's the real kicker of all of this, right? Our cops, it would seem, would rather visit malls than conduct roadblocks, and they really get fired for misconduct. And as budgets are slashed, VIP protection spend since 2012 is up by 126%. To help us understand all of this, Gareth Newham, who's the head of the Justice and Violence Prevention Unit at the ISS, joins us now. Gareth, always a pleasure to talk to you. I mean, anybody looking at all of this would look at the July attacks, right, on South Africa's economic infrastructure and say the police's weaknesses were clearly exposed for all to see.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and everybody listening. I think the July attacks really focused the government's mind, certainly the highest echelons, for the first time on the police and its decline. That has been very noticeable and measurable since 2012. So those statistics you mentioned were in a context where the police budget actually increased by 65.5%. So despite billions more being spent on the police, virtually all the key performance indicators declined. Most worryingly, the ability to solve murder dropped by 38% and the ability to solve armed robberies dropped by 24%. And of course, crime intelligence was largely obliterated due to the shenanigans of the Attorney General. The sort of chaos that was going on there in terms of the top management of the police. So it's really an issue that shows us that throwing more money at the problem won't solve the problem. And unfortunately, going forward, we're going to see fewer police officers. There's a plan cut of around 24,000 police officials over the next 3 years, which if you just do a very simple calculation, although it's not all at station level, almost means that every police station in the country can expect to see 20 fewer police officers by 3 years' time. So the situation has been declining for some time, and the future prognosis isn't looking good.
And we, of course, now have a very top-heavy structure. What you're saying, our top officers alone, the top 800, I think, if my calculation works out, get paid R1 billion a year? Are we getting bang for our buck?
Yeah, that's the sort of combined total annual salary of the top 800 police officers in the country. No, we're clearly not getting bang for the buck. Our bucks, with the budget around 96 billion rand annually, we should be able to see far greater impact of the police in our communities. And of course, we do have many excellent police officers across the country at all levels, whether they're generals, brigadiers, or people, even constables. The problem is that the overall policing system has deteriorated because of aggressive political interference, the very poor appointments at senior level. We've had 8 different people occupy the position of National Commissioner since 2009. Infighting in the police, too many people are appointed for political reasons and not for their abilities to do police work. If that happens at the very top of an organization, such as a police organization, which is quite paramilitary in nature and in culture, people at the top who are not able to fulfill the functions of the post they hold, that then trickles down into a whole range of problems, poor planning, poor resourcing, poor procurement, and that kind of thing.
The question a lot of people will be asking, I mean, we've already heard, we've been hearing muted suggestions that there could be another July. Will we be any better prepared the next time?
Well, I think we will be. I think that was a huge wake-up call. So certainly since July, there's been a lot of work to try and better improve intelligence capabilities, looking more at groups that have been involved in tracking and monitoring them, I'm sure. And we saw in August, when there was a threat that there might be another sort of national lockdown by these groups or those associated to them, that the police were very quickly mobilized. And you suddenly saw a big increase of police officials at key hotspot areas. And, of course, we still have the military in operations due to the disaster management regulation. So I think it would be unlikely to see the same kind of destruction and death that happened in July again.
Yeah.
But I see the key problem is until the people who actually orchestrated that, and there were, there were many people who are openly and publicly calling for violence at the time of the fall of the president's arrest, but those people are not in dock. The people that are in before the courts at the moment are being charged with things called instigation violence, you know, what they tweeted and said.
Well, Gareth, those concerns persist because, I mean, look at the burning down of Parliament, right? The vandalization of the Concord, and now the SABC attacked in Bloemfontein, another national key point targeted by these faceless puppeteers, and the state looks like it's just staring on, unable to respond. People are worried about national security.
Yes, of course, all these events certainly draw attention to it. I think the challenge is that, you know, when you've had almost a decade of deliberate attempts to undermine your entire criminal justice system and the state security apparatus, as occurred under the former president, you know, people being appointed because they are not able to do their jobs properly, because they are likely to only act in the interest of a particular faction. Those systems and those structures have been severely weakened. So it doesn't, you know, and we've only really been trying to rebuild them over the last 2 to 3 years. So we're going to take some time to get to back to where we were, first of all, before we can even start to see improvements. And I think one of the key problems is we haven't seen the kind of wholesale reforms initiatives that are needed if you really want to see real improvements in an organization such as the Cyber Development Police Service. We need to see a complete regeneration of the top management. There are excellent generals, excellent brigadiers, but there are so many that have been appointed that should not be there. And we haven't seen a process to remove those who are not able to fulfill the functions of their posts and then being replaced with the best possible men and women who could do the jobs. Until you start seeing that, that's a very necessary first step to make sure that then the way that planning takes place, the way that resources are allocated, then improves so that those at the operational level are better able to identify threats and respond to them quickly and make sure that attacks on infrastructure, for example, is prevented.
Gareth Newham, appreciate your time. We can point the finger all we want at the former president, yet under this president, the role of the National Commissioner remains unclear. What happens next?